Well, today marks the last of the farmers market opportunities, and I'm being joined by Rob Scheidler, who's one of the vendors, consistent vendors at the Lamar's Farmers Market. Rob, let's talk about today. First of all, how many vendors and what type of products are we on have on display for the last farmers market?
Well, today there is 8 of us out here, and we have a variety. There's still a lot of vegetables coming in from the garden, and so we have 3 vendors here with some vegetables. Of course, we've got our baked goods, which are almost completely sold out already. And then we have 2 honey vendors here. We have a couple, one lady here with crafts, and then we have 2 vendors here with jam. But there's 8 total, but it has been one amazing season this year.
I was wondering, given the fact that we're now into the fall, are some of the vendors offering, like, autumn produce, that being pumpkins and squash and zucchini, that type of thing?
Yep. Some people here, we had one vendor a couple weeks ago with a lot of pumpkins, but now they've opened their own pumpkin thing out there at their farm, so now they're not here. But we have just some, one lady here with a few pie pumpkins, the way it looks left.
All right. But you were mentioning, of course, that it's been a great year for the vendors that have been attending the Lamar's Farmers Market. We've had a dry year. I would imagine most of the gardeners probably do some type of irrigation or watering of their plants and produce, that type of thing. But kind of review this past year, if you will, Rob.
Oh, I tell you what, we started off on Mother's Day weekend, and of course our opening day it rained, and we moved inside the building here at Corkett, and it was absolutely amazing. Our opening day, even in the rain, we had people waiting in line. It was absolutely one of the biggest opening Saturdays we've ever had. And then we've had an amazing season after that. A lot of weekends we've had people out here already at 8 o'clock, and it's just been absolutely amazing to have the backing of our entire community for this whole thing.
And, of course, the farmers market, as we indicated, this is its last Saturday for this season.
Yeah.
But you're staying open until noon, or what time?
Yep. We'll be here till noon today, and then we close this down for the season, and then we'll start back up again next year.
What kind of comments do you usually get? I mean, we see some fresh produce, bakery goods from like yourself and your wife Joyce, other craft items, but people that attend the Lamar's Farmers Market, what comments do you usually hear when they show up?
We get and it is amazing, I guess, every year we have a lot of people who live here in town that have never been out here, and they can't believe there's such a variety of stuff. And they really appreciate a lot of the homegrown, items that we have. And, of course, the baked goods that we bring in, the honey our honey vendors are all local. And people enjoy that. That's what they want. They want stuff that's been local here from our own community. They want stuff that's been either grown in the gardens right here or baked, local. So that is what we get a lot of the compliments is, thank you for doing that.
All right. Rob, thanks very much. I've been visiting with Rob Scheidler, one of the vendors at the Lamar's Farmers Market. As we mentioned, this is the last Saturday for the Lamar's Farmers Market. It is located on Prospect Street, just next in the backyard of Corkett on the southwest side of town. And as Rob, as you indicated, the Farmers Market vendors will be there through noon today.
Yep, and then we just want to add to thank you to everybody at Corkett here, because without them, we wouldn't be able to have a Farmers Market here. And they let us use their green space here for our market. So it's been excellent.
All right. Thanks very much. I've been visiting with Rob Scheidler.